J.G. Berg. In his memoirs, J.G. Berg, Joseph Ginsberg, has presented a story completely consistent with the historical record. At the outbreak of war in September 1939, he was resident in Lemberg, Poland. He immediately fled with his family to Chernowitz, Romania, in the province of Bukovina, which the Red Army occupied in June 1940. A year later, the German attack on Russia drove out the Red Army, and Ukrainian bands started conducting pogroms, which were halted by German and Romanian troops. Later, Ginsberg and his family were deported east to Transnistria, where life was at least bearable. A Mr. Kolb of the Swiss and International Red Cross visited their settlement in early 1943. After the German defeats mounted, there was growing tension between the Germans and Romanians, and many Romanians attempted to befriend the Jews. The German-Romanian front started to collapse in mid-1944, and Ginsberg and family returned to Chernowitz. Everywhere there was chaos, starvation, and the Russian terror. Even after the end of the war, conditions were not very good, so in 1946, Ginsberg and family moved on to Breslau, and then proceeded to an UNRWA DP camp near Munich in the U.S. occupation zone of Germany. In the camp, almost all Jews were naturally very interested in the possibility of proceeding to the U.S., because they knew that many Jews were doing just that. However, the Zionist leadership attempted by all means to divert their interest from the U.S. to Palestine. To the question, can one emigrate to the U.S. and remain a Zionist? A Professor Spichter replied, quote, "Whoever emigrates to the U.S. in this hour of destiny, can not only be no Zionist, he also thereby forsakes his own Jewish people," unquote. 6 months later, Professor Spichter emigrated to the U.S. Ginsberg and his family went to Palestine with many of the other Jews from the camp.